This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And recently announced as a candidate for the Oregon State Senate for the GOP nomination, Ashley Hicks. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So you have been involved in a lot of things over the years. What got your interest in running for this particular seat?
Well, after serving some time with city council and living in town, I bought a house out near North Bank Habitat area. And so I'm experiencing the lovely living of the countryside out there on the North Umpqua River, and took some time off. And then heard that the incumbent senator was appointed and basically going to take the seat without really having any competition for an election. And that's when I decided that I needed to file and run for the seat.
Now, you are on city council for a term. How much different do you think would it be to be in the legislature?
We'll see. You know, getting there's the first step, but I've been watching Natural Resource Committee meetings and Ways and Means Committee meetings on YouTube, watching the process, and I'm excited and eager to get to work and get up there and get to work on these issues.
Now, for people that maybe aren't as familiar with you, talk about some of the other things you've done in the community over the years.
Well, over the years, I've done a lot of different things, mostly volunteering with different organizations and a lot of time spent river cleanup. Before moving out of town, did a Adopt a Highway program with ODOT and did a beautification program project down underneath the Oak Street Bridge on the city's bike path there, addressed some issues related to erosion and planted some landscaping. Right now, I'm volunteering at the Republican headquarters, trying to help down there, and recently handed out thousands of pieces of candy with the Neowalla parade. That was really fun.
So you've been in the Umpqua Valley, is it your whole life or most of it?
Yeah, my entire life. I was born here in 1980 at Douglas Community Hospital when that was here. And I've lived here my entire life. I never wanted to live anywhere else. This area is very important to me, and I never wanted to move away. So.
Now, you did the time on city council. What did you learn as part of that experience?
Basically, I learned how local government works. I learned how local government works with other municipalities and county government and how they're how they're acting out the direction of the state.
And what do you think that experience, how will that help you if you make it to the legislature?
Well, I think that I have a lot of unique experiences, mostly because I'm born and raised here and I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I am familiar with HUD housing. I'm familiar with the needs of the community in regards to needing affordable housing. I'm hearing the pleas from the community in regards to raising property taxes. I just think that there's a lot that our incumbent senator could have been doing in the last 10 months in regards to his position on Ways and Means. And I feel that he's failed our county residents in many ways in regards to that, because SDC fees are one part of the housing policy that our representatives could be putting a stop to. And that has to do with people building a little addition onto their house or adding an extra room for a family member if they move in. There makes no sense to me for them to go to the city, buy a building permit, be out hundreds or thousands of dollars in advance of doing their projects. That's not helping anybody here. We need to keep the money in the pockets of the residents, and they need to be able to have their needs met without being overtaxed by the local government.
What are some of the other issues that you would focus on if you were elected?
The sex offender registry program is completely outdated at the state. They're months and months behind on their logs on getting information updated in the system. That poses a huge risk to the community. Another issue that I feel strongly about is increasing the security on Oregon's borders. We may not be able to do anything with the southern border or the impacts to that, but we can prepare Oregon and protect our own Oregon borders, specifically in David Brock's area over in Port Orford and along the Highway 101 coastline. We have a tremendous drug trafficking and human trafficking issue that is not getting the attention that it needs.
What about, I noticed in the information you've put out that you talk about supporting term limits. Why is that?
Because I have experienced the time with city council and just participating in the election process, and individuals who serve more than 4 years at a time develop this type of burnout, and they become empathetic. They become filled with excuses that they just put on repeat with the public, that they can't do this about this or that. And that the citizens don't want to hear that. They're paying a lot in property taxes. They're paying a lot to live here, and they deserve representation.
Any other issues you want to let people know your thoughts about?
Please get out and just check your voter information. Make sure that it's current with the state. Make sure that you're registered with one of the parties. This May primary is focused on Democrat and Republican candidates through this election process. So if you're unaffiliated, you're not going to get a ballot in this. So it's really important that if you want to participate with this election, that you go to the Secretary of State's website, you update your voter information. Please pick a party, but please consider the Republican Party. That is the ticket that I'll be running on this election.
All right, Ashley Hicks, candidate for Oregon State Senate District 1. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:37 at the Morning Report.